Ernest Hemingway, Old Man and Sea Dot Adapted to B1 Level. Part 1. He was an old man who fished alone in a small boat in the Gulf Stream. He had not caught a fish for 84 days. At first, a boy was with him. But after 40 days without a fish, the boy's parents told him to go on another boat. That boat caught 3 good fish in the first week. The boy felt sad to see the old man return empty-handed, every day. He always helped the old man carry the lines or the harpoon and the sail wrapped around the mast. The sail was patched with flour sacks and, wrapped up, it looked like a flag of permanent defeat. The old man was thin and had deep wrinkles on his neck. He had brown spots on his skin from the sun. His hands had deep scars from handling big fish, but they were old scars. Everything about him was old except his eyes. They were the color of the sea and were cheerful and undefeated. "Santiago," the boy said as they walked up the bank from the boat, "I could go with you again. We have some money now." The old man had taught the boy to fish, and the boy loved him. "No," the old man said. "You are with a lucky boat. Stay with them. But remember when you had 87 days without fish, and then we caught big ones every day for 3 weeks." "I remember," the old man said. "I know you didn't leave me because you doubted. It was my father who made me leave. I am a boy and I must obey him." "I know," the old man said. "That is normal. He doesn't have much faith." "No," the old man said. "But we have, don't we?" "Yes," the boy said. "Can I offer you a beer on the terrace and then we'll take the stuff home?" "Why not?" the old man said. "Between fishermen." They sat on the terrace. Many fishermen laughed at the old man, but he was not angry. The older fishermen looked at him with sadness, but they didn't show it. They spoke about the current and the weather. The successful fishermen had already brought in their catch and were waiting for the truck to take the fish to the market. Others, who caught sharks, took them to the shark factory on the other side of the cove. "Santiago," the boy said. "Yes," the old man said. He was holding his glass and thinking of many years ago. "Can I go get sardines for you for tomorrow?" "No, go and play baseball. I can still row and Rogelio will throw the net. I want to help if I cannot fish with you." "You bought me a beer," the old man said. "You are becoming a man. How old was I when you first took me in a boat?" 5. "You nearly got hurt when I brought in a big fish." "I remember the tail hitting and the boat shaking." "Do you really remember that? Or did I tell it to you?" "I remember everything from when we first went together." The old man looked at him with loving, sunburned eyes. "If you were my boy, I'd take you out to sea," he said. "But you are in a lucky boat. May I get the sardines? I know where I can get 4 baits, too. I have some left. I put them in salt. Let me get 4 fresh ones." "1, the old man said. He still had hope. 2, the boy said. 2, the old man agreed. "You didn't steal them?" "No, I bought them." "Thank you," the old man said. He had humility. "Tomorrow will be good with this current," he said. "Where will you go?" the boy asked. "Far out to sea." "I'll try to work far out too," the boy said. He doesn't like to work too far out. "I will try to get him to go after dolphin," the boy said. "Are his eyes bad?" "He is almost blind," the old man said. "He never fished for turtles. That hurts the eyes." "You fished for turtles for years, but your eyes are still good." "I am a strange old man," the old man said. "Are you strong enough now for a big fish?" "I think so." "Let's take the stuff home," the boy said. They picked up the gear. The old man carried the mast, and the boy carried the box and other equipment. Nobody would steal from the old man, but it was better to take the gear home. They walked to the oldie man's shack. The shack was made of the leaves of the royal palm and had a bed, a table, a chair, and a place to cook. On the wall were pictures of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Virgin of Cobre, memories of his wife. He had taken down a picture of his wife because it made him lonely.